Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, the crack economy, I love it, as my next guest calls it, was shuttered by COVID. That is, the economy depended on people coming together, having fun, joking around and wearing silly outfits. Joke shops were amongst the worst hit of businesses during the pandemic. Shay Howland is the co-owner of the Fun Place Joke Shop, which has reopened. They had the reopening launch yesterday. And Shay, people have been starved of the crack economy, and I'm delighted to see you back in business. And I know your business, I know it for many years. So welcome back, firstly.
Bobby, thanks so much. Delighted to be here and obviously thrilled to be back in business.
Right. Now, I still wear my Patrick's Day uniform that I bought in the Fun Place all those years ago. It's been difficult, Shay. You were basically shut down effectively. There probably wasn't even, you know, you can be online, but if there's no one going out and no one doing stuff, you're effectively dead in the water. Is that really, has that been the experience?
That's it in a nutshell. I suppose 18 months ago when the Patrick's Day Festival got culled, that was the start of it. And with no festivals, no hens, no stags, no events, you know, no seasons, like Halloween got closed down 10 days before Halloween last year. So effectively Halloween didn't happen. We have no one to sell to really at that point. We would say, although we're in retail, we're very aligned to the entertainment industry. So once the entertainment industry was off, we were off. And now the entertainment industry is coming back slowly. We hope we can get back to it as well.
Did you think of giving it all up?
I did. Absolutely. Yeah. Look, it was soul destroying. You know, we were in the store on King Street for 40 years, and the day we made a decision to close it was, you know, it was a sad day.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody who's ever done that, the practicalities of it, of, you know, having to, you know, shut up shop, lay people off, physically take the stock out of the shop, you know, all that sort of stuff is tough.
Yeah. Now you have a new location. How did that come about?
Well, you know, we decided around March, April time, when we could see the vaccination process working, that we felt, okay, you know, entertainment can come back. And our biggest season is Halloween. Most people in retail, it's Christmas, but for us, it's Halloween. So timing was hugely important for us. And so we just started having a look at around at some units, and the one in St. Stephen's Green popped up, which is between TK Maxx and the food court. A lovely unit, you know, and from our point of view, having been on the street for 40 years to go into a shopping centre,
it's
like luxury. You know, it's like going into the, like going into Shelbourne for us in retail terms. You know, we've got
somebody takes your rubbish and all that stuff.
We've a toilet, you know, like sort of, it's great, you know, it's fantastic. And it's given everybody a new lease of life, you know, it really has. And we're so excited, you know, because we think Halloween this year could be bigger than ever. As you said it in your intro, people have been starved of crack.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they're going to embrace it. The nightclubs reopen October 22nd. So from our point of view, that's perfect timing.
Now tell me, probably the most important question of the day. What are the Halloween costumes this year? What do we need to go out and buy?
Everything, in short. Look, you know, I think movies and all that can sometimes be a big driver, like Harley Quinn is on and we sell loads of pink and blue hairspray. The Joker, for example, that movie came out and we sold loads of green hairspray and all the makeup around that. So I think this year there's not that many of that type of big block bluster movie to drive it. But what our customers tend to be a little bit different. They don't tend to follow the norm and they want to be more creative. And we love creative people.
Dressing up as James Bond is surely a bit boring, is it?
Nothing's boring, Bobby. The only thing boring is not doing it. That's the most boring part.
And just in terms of we were talking earlier, Shay, about, you know, the disruption around getting logistics and raw materials into the country. Have you had challenges in getting supplies?
Absolutely, we have, yeah. I mean, I suppose one thing I would say is that we didn't need a whole lot because when we closed, we were ready for last year, you know. So and from that point of view, we've been lucky. I think everybody knows the nightmare that Brexit is. And so we're trying to sort of bypass the UK because it can be problematic. Yeah, and we're doing a lot more with European suppliers. Meron, for example, comes from Holland. We have an exclusive deal with Meron, the special effects company in Ireland, and we're delighted to have them on board. That's a big change for Funplace to be teaming up with a big brand like them.
That's great. Well, look, we're delighted to see you back, and any support we can give you, we'd be more than happy to do it. Shay Howland, he's the co-owner of the Funplace. One more thing, Shay, yeah?
Yeah, I'd just like to sort of give a shout out to all the corporates out there. So we're getting corporates coming to us, which is great. We've always had their staff in Dublin who would have come into the shop and whatever bought from us online. But so the corporates are getting in touch with us, and we would urge them to have a bit of fun with their employees. We're doing corporate packs, so if they pick a team like Pirate, Clown, whatever, we can send out a box to them, to any of their staff for them or for their children. And it's all about supporting local, and we would urge businesses to support other businesses.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Shay Howland there, co-owner of the Fun Palace, back in business, place. And we're delighted to see
Fun
him.
Place.
Fun Place.